All right, a pleasure getting our Giants pregame underway as we get ready for baseball today. Game three between the Giants and the Marlins. Giants trying to salvage one game of this three-game series. It's time to bring in Mark Sanchez, Mark W. Sanchez on Twitter, as he covers the Giants for KMBR.com. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's early. It's a Sunday morning, but I'm on with Marty, and there's no better honor in the world. How are you?
I appreciate it. Well, we've been going since 6 a.m. This morning, so out here in the Pacific Coast time. And it's fine, and I just want to tell you, KMBR is lucky to have you. You do a great job covering sports and especially covering the Giants. And people should understand that. KMBR.com, check it out. Mark is as solid as any beat writer on the beat, and I mean that sincerely. Hey, Gabe Kapler, you were there at least for the Zoom meeting this morning, and you can bring us up to date on Buster Posey and what Gabe Kapler had to say. So I'm all ears for this one.
I appreciate the kind words, first of all, and very much likewise with everything with you, Marty. But yeah, it doesn't sound great with Buster. He said he came in with some swelling. Kapler was asked if, you know, an IL stint is possible, and he said, you know, we're still evaluating. And when he doesn't say no, that usually means yes. So it's at least a possibility, and they're going over it. And you could tell right away with Posey, you know, even the cameras caught him in the dugout saying that, you know, pointing to his elbow and sort of taking himself out. And that doesn't happen often with a guy like him. So the x-rays are negative, which obviously is good. But the fact that there is a lot of swelling, I wouldn't be surprised if he needs 10 days or so to really be healthy here.
So if that's the case, well, I anticipate moves today. I mean, let's face it, you know, Wood is coming off the injured list. That's number one. But number two, the bullpen has been used quite a bit. They've got the game today with Wood, and we'll talk about what you expect out of him. But then it's off to Philadelphia for three tough games. What are they going to do about the pitching? What kind of moves can we expect?
Yeah, we're definitely going to at least get one move, just because Wood will be added, and so they need to take someone else off. It was interesting to me that Kapler, when asked about his bullpen, mentioned that, you know, hopefully we can get Camilo Duvall in today, which obviously suggests that Camilo Duvall is still on the roster. So I presume they're going to see him, and he's going to be safe for now. You know, if Buster ends up on the IL, then, you know, Chadwick Tromp is on the taxi squad. I would guess he's the second catcher there. But you're right. Their bullpen, they're going to need some different guys to step up, especially with how much they've been using it in recent days. And I'm really curious about what Duvall looks like. We still haven't seen him after he got called up the other day. You know, he throws 100 miles per hour. He's got a really good slider that moves all over. I think we're going to see him today, and I'm curious if he can become a weapon for them, because they've been lacking a guy like him for, you know, more than a year now of the power righty arm out of the bullpen that's reliable. They haven't been able to find that piece, and I think they really hope that he can be it.
Well, it's got to be a pitcher movement at something. If Wood comes off the list, which he will, and Posey goes on, you still need a catcher, you know, another catcher. So they're going to have to deal with someone somewhere.
Right. I would think that Trump is then added, and he's over there. So that's a pretty easy call up. And then you're making more room for Trump. And I think we saw Duggar yesterday for the first time. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's now sent right back down, just okay, because, which it's tough for him. I think he got two at-bats, went 0-for-2, and then would immediately be called back down. But, you know, they need a catcher.
Okay. All right. That makes sense that Duggar probably would be the move. I agree on Duvall. He is up there. And, again, they walked into a series with the Marlins, and they're going to do the same thing with the Phillies with a lot of right-handed hitters. So if you're going to bring a guy up, you've got to bring him up to use him. You can't let him sit around. What's up with Whistler? Is he in some trouble here? He is on a major league contract. He's had a really tough start. Is his job in jeopardy at all?
I think they're going to give him a longer leash than this. You know, they signed him to a major league deal. He's making a little bit of money at least. But at the same time, I mean, clearly he hasn't been the same pitcher that that they signed up for. You know, he gave up three runs all last year. I think he's at six or seven runs right now. And almost as maybe worrisome is the walks, where, you know, he goes in and he strikes out a lot of guys. That's still, you know, has held from last year, but a lot of times he just doesn't know where his slider is going. You know, I think they envisioned him as sort of an eighth inning guy coming out of camp, and right now he's definitely not an eighth inning guy, and they've been using him in lower leverage situations, usually when they're losing, to try to get him at least, you know, some confidence before they elevate him. I don't think he's in trouble just yet. You know, I think they're going to give him, I don't know, another month or so at least to sort of prove that he can right himself. But the way it started has been troublesome because, you know, he's got the good stuff. You can tell the slider moves all over, but sometimes, you know, he doesn't really know where it's going, and a lot of walks. And if there's one thing that'll get you knocked out of the pen, it's a lot of walks.
And the other thing is a hanging slider. And he's hanging more than wallpaper right now. He's hanging it right over the strike zone, and that's been one of his problems. What about Sanchez and the lack of velocity by the time he was taken out yesterday? Did anyone ask Kapler about him?
You know, I think by the way that game ended, I think Aaron Sanchez had sort of become a footnote. Yeah. I don't think he was asked, but you're right, and that has been the problem really since he's come to the Giants. Even in spring training, he would throw three innings, and then his fourth inning, the velocity was down. I do wonder just how much he's still building up versus how much he's just Aaron Sanchez at this point. You know, the reports out of his showcase in the offseason were his fastball was at 97, 98, and then the Giants signed him, and his fastball has been, you know, 91, 92, 93 occasionally. It has not been where it was at, which obviously is a concern, but also he's been pretty effective, although the peripherals are not all that encouraging for him. I do wonder if, you know, as the season goes on, and maybe if Logan Webb steps up and if the rest of their rotation holds up well, whether we'll see them move him to the bullpen, because if it's a case of, you know, he can't hold it for that long, which has been the case so far, I do wonder if, you know, if you put him in the bullpen and say, all right, you're going to go one or two innings, are then they going to see he's throwing 97 or 98 again? Like, is it going to be a Pomeranz type of situation where it plays way better just in one inning stints? But I don't think they want to pull that trigger with him just yet. They want to give him a chance. The fact that Scott Boras is his agent and if they signed him and then immediately moved him to the bullpen, I think that would be a big headache for them. But I do think it's worth watching that, you know, if they continue to get good results from the rotation, maybe it makes more sense to try him out of the bullpen.
Okay, good point. Very good. Pablo Lopez today, we know Alex Wood. We've seen him before. I would imagine hopefully about four or five innings out of Alex Wood today, 75 pitches, I hear, that he did at Sacramento from Johnny Doskal. But what about Pablo Lopez? He got whacked around pretty good by the Braves. What do you know about him?
I'm going to be honest with you, Marty. The fact that the Giants haven't played the Marlins, didn't play them last year, don't know them really from the way that last year was organized, where they're only playing NL West teams for the most part. I don't know much about Pablo Lopez. It is funny when they go play these East Coast teams now that, you know, I'm sort of finding out as the Giants find out. I am curious about Alex Wood just because he's a different kind of pitcher. It's more deception. It's more herky-jerky motion that a lot of times you don't see anymore. He's kind of like this year's Tyler Anderson, where he's the resident lefty who comes at you differently. So I'm looking forward to seeing him, and I'm looking forward to seeing Pablo Lopez because, honestly, I don't know a lot about him. So that'll be fun for me.
All right. Well, you are a New Yorker. You know that. So, I mean, the Mets did play the Marlins once in a while, so I'm going to be asking you more questions about the East, so be ready for that, okay?
All right. I'll come prepared next time. That's my fault.
All right. No, but I'll tell you something about Lopez. Righty's 8 for 35 off of him. Lefty's 6 for 24. First time through, he's given up a couple of home runs, and then he's settled down a little bit. third time through, he's been in more trouble. So we'll see what he brings today. But this is one where the Giants need to snap back a little bit. They need a good effort today.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they don't want to lose, you know, three in a row, getting swept by Miami in front of Philadelphia, which is a pretty tough team. And the Giants are trying to build equity right now. You know, you see the way the Dodgers and Padres are playing, and man, their games are fun. It can get very easy. You know, Giants lose a couple games, and then suddenly they're forgotten about because that NL West, the top of it, is so strong. And especially with the Phillies coming up on a road trip, I think it's pretty important that they start building some momentum and they at least can keep pace with the top of the NL West, because the Giants' schedule is a lot easier this month than the other months. You know, it's pretty important for them to take care of business against the lesser teams. And Miami is, you know, they've been good and interesting, but they are a lesser team right now.
All right, Mark, thanks for being with us, and I love having you on, and have a good day, and we'll catch up.
Always great, Marty. Thank you.
All right, that is at Mark W. Sanchez on Twitter. Kerry and Bill will be back with Adam Copeland, and then Kerry's going to do the rest of our pregame today. We love rotating through. And we've got baseball coming up, so sit back, relax, and more coming up right here on KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.